Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
You ever have a view that you're so incredibly passionate about, then something happens and you're like, I think I'm starting to question everything I know.
Maybe.
Katie?
Yep. I am questioning parenting, my future. What I had planned for what I wanted my future family to look like has changed drastically within the last month. So,
what was the OG vision?
The OG vision is that I was going to have a white picket fence, nice little house, and three kids.
Three?
Yes. Originally, having kids was a no-brainer to me. Really? I knew I wanted to have kids no matter what. But part of me felt like it's because I'm obligated, because I have to finish the family tree. I'm the only one there. I gotta keep it going.
It can't end with me.
Right. It can't end with me. And I know that growing up as an only child, I always wanted playmates and stuff like that. So I was like, when I look at my family, my future family, I was like, I want to have kids, but not one, because I don't want my child to be alone. So I always thought three, that's be the perfect balance.
What happened to two?
Well, it went down. So,
Life.
So it's like...
went from one to three real quick.
Yeah. So then I was like, well, maybe three is a little bit too much for me to push out. So then it went down to two.
Well, I mean, to be fair, and it's so funny how people like to call me out for this occasionally. When I first started the show 13 years ago, you know, Bart and I weren't getting married. We weren't having kids. And it was one of those things I thought I expressed as like, maybe we will, maybe we won't. We weren't passionate about it. But then there was one day I saw Bart holding a baby and my ovaries started like actually throbbing. And I'm like, yeah, no, we got to do this. We got to procreate. So we got married and we had a kid.
I mean, I think you got to give yourself some grace. I mean, as you evolve through life, your ideas and views are going to change.
Oh,
about
people
things.
Don't let you evolve in your own life.
Yeah.
Oh. You said it.
Yeah,
stick to it.
Normalize. That it's okay to change your mind.
Completely okay.
And so once it was two, I thought that would be perfect. It's even and it lessens the statistics of one child being bad. So,
and you don't have to worry about that pesky middle child.
Yes. And this is like literally my thought process. And then I was like, you know what? An only child will be fine. I can just have one kid. And I came to that conclusion like a year and a half ago, that just one kid should be enough for me. But now I'm in a relationship and my girlfriend already has a child and her daughter is a preteen. And so I've spent a lot of time with her in these last couple of weeks, her daughter. And slowly but surely, I've realized, nope, I don't think I want to have any children.
Because the preteen stage, you're not even in the teen stage yet.
No, not at all.
Do those hormones during the preteen stage, though?
Is it bad?
Yes.
But there's a list of reasons. Like, her daughter's not a bad child at all. Mm-hmm. It's just I see what she goes through, like, as a mom and, like, trying to parent and teach her daughter things. And then there was a moment where I was hanging out with her daughter in the room, in her room and stuff, and I was just talking to her about something random. And she's like, hey, warning, my room's a little messy. I'm like, okay, well, you know how to clean it up. Okay, what does that have to do with me? She's like, I'm just saying. sometimes it's going to be like this. Are you ready for this? Are you ready to go through this as a stepmom? And I'm like, am I ready? So then I just sat alone one day and just started to process this. If my girlfriend already has a daughter that's preteen, she's gotten through that phase of like the terrible twos, the toddler, diapers, all of that. And she knows what it's like. And I wouldn't have to deal with that if we just... left it as
is. Trying to come in at the end of the marathon.
Yes. Well, have you, this is obviously a conversation, this is something important that you need to discuss with yourself, but it's also important to discuss with the person you are with. Does your girlfriend want to have another child?
She's on the fence. She's like, okay, it doesn't matter. We can have a kid of our own together or not. It's just more so with me, I've started to become more terrified of what it looks like to be a parent.
Terrified.
No, yes, because you have to raise a little human to be a good person. You have to teach them how life works. That is terrifying.
I think regardless of what you end up choosing, whether you decide to not have any more kids or if you do decide to have kids of your own, I think you're going into the experience so much more informed than like 90% of people who do choose to have kids. Because I'm in my late 20s and I'm in that era where a lot of my friends, I feel like, are kind of romanticizing the process of having kids. And if you want to have kids, I think that's beautiful. I think it's awesome to have that purpose. But sometimes when I hear them talk about it, I'm like, have you met a kid before? Like, it's not easy. So I think if you do choose to go for it, at least you have realistic expectations that I think will make you an incredible mother.
I have an idea.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Tomorrow, Abby, you and I are going to come in here, and I'm going to pitch all the reasons why Katie should not have a child, and you're going to pitch all the reasons why Katie should.
Abby's going to?
Yes.
Okay.
You pitch why she should have a kid. I will pitch why she shouldn't have a kid.
It won't be offensive at all.
Listen, I'm already on the fence here with moms out there.
Why she should.
Yeah. You got the easy part.
So you're going to step into what you have always thought you didn't want, and you're going to try to give advice as though it is something that you do want.
I'm going to have like two things on the list.
You got this.
Continuing the family legacy, cute Christmas cards.
You can do this. And as a mother, I endorse this because I would like to see your perspective as a single person who doesn't want kids, and I'd like to see yours having being a mom.
Yes. And Cassie, who has two kids, wants to argue for the not having kids also.
Don't do it.
The Burt Show.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors. The bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams. Save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.